UMass Amherst orders students to self-sequester, only leave room to eat and get tested. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 14, 2021. The University of Massachusetts Amherst, UMass Amherst, is prohibiting its students from walking around and getting outdoor exercise during a self-sequester lockdown on campus. The school is also mandating that its students take coronavirus tests twice a week. The university is calling on its students to self-sequester for a minimum of 14 days. According to the school's website, which added that the mandate will only be lifted when public health conditions improve substantially. Chancellor Kumble R. Subbaswamy has announced that all students, whether residing in campus residence halls or in off-campus housing in the surrounding area, are directed to self-sequester. The chancellor added that students should only be leaving their residences to get meals or get their twice-weekly coronavirus tests, suggesting that going for a walk for any other reason could result in punishment. Self-sequestration means that students must stay in their residences, both on and off campus, except to get meals, undergo twice-weekly COVID testing, or to attend medical appointments, Subbaswamy explained. In addition, to minimize potential spread, students should refrain from travel from campus or outside the surrounding area, added Subbaswamy, who went on to say that failure to meet these demands could result in disciplinary action. Failure to comply with these directives is a violation of the Code of Student Conduct and will result in disciplinary action, which may include removal from residence halls and/or suspension, said Subbaswamy. As for students who have jobs, the university is suggesting that they do not go to work, and in exchange, they can sign up for the school's Student Employment Assistance Grant Program. A directive to self-sequester has been activated, at the encouragement of state public health officials, to help mitigate the spread of the COVID-19 virus, and we expect everyone's cooperation, said UMass Amherst. We understand that the directive to self-sequester may present financial hardship for students who rely on income from their employment to support costs of attendance, added the university. As a result, we have set up a Student Employment Assistance Grant Program. UMass Amherst is not the only university implementing coronavirus-related mandates that may result in punishment if students do not comply. At Yale University, students are mandated to quarantine on campus for 1 month after they arrive. Violations of these rules will be subject to review and potential discipline, according to the school's dean. Meanwhile, Baylor University is mandating its students take weekly coronavirus tests, adding that those who fail to comply could have their Wi-Fi disabled, be blacklisted from participating in student organizations, or be suspended. At Boston University, students who do not comply with the school's routine and frequent lab testing, as well as daily symptom attestation, can have their student ID card and Wi-Fi disabled. And at the University of Illinois, students who don't comply with lockdown rules could lose their access to Wi-Fi, as well as Compass, a tool used to access and submit class assignments. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.